we go. There we go. Hello? I'm going to try and keep this very steady. It seems that the mic is not working very well. Great way to start my show. Hey, everyone. Hey everyone. What did you think of that last song? Did it sound like a bunch of mice screaming? Well, that's because I had it on the wrong speed, so we're actually going to re-listen to that. We're going to re-listen to that goat penis, because it sounded freakish and weird and not in a good way. By the way, my name is Max, and this is my first show, and unfortunately you haven't heard my voice for about a half hour, because I don't know what I'm doing, but I hope that you've been enjoying the music. So we did start the hour with a band out of Japan called Viscera Infest. So they are kind of a, I guess you could say, gore grind. They take a lot of inspiration from Disgorge, the good Mexican Disgorge, and that was from their album last year. The song is called Guttate Cirrhosis, Psoriasis. Pretty awesome gore grind that has a very disturbing album art. I bought that actually in Japan, which felt kind of cool. That was my music purchase on this last Japanese trip that felt pretty good, I guess, for, buying something good and local. And there will actually be another song coming up from the same record label, Obliteration Records, that puts out some pretty good grind out of Japan. My version of that, actually 2 years ago, I went to Japan, went to the same record store, and got Intestine Ballism had just re-released a bunch of their albums, and they actually had that in stock, so that also felt pretty good to buy that in Japan. That was the first song. Right after that, we played Dissection, one of their early demos. It's actually off of a demo comp, The Past is Alive, and the song was The Call of the Mist. So it kind of has, like, back when they were still a little bit death metal-y, I would say, but they're now, sort of in that transition state where you could kind of hear some of the melodic stuff that they would do on their later albums. So that one, I think, was from 1990, so before they had even put out a full length, and the song is The Call of the Mist. So that was the second track. I was trying to talk, and I had a bunch of technical issues, but while those technical issues were happening, I scrambled and put on The Abyss, and that is another Swedish. There's a bunch of Swedish bands that I'm going to be playing today. This one's kind of in that Norse core category, which, you know, historically has been kind of a derogatory term for like a form of black metal, form of very generic kind of Marduk influenced black metal. I think it's kind of having a strange return now, where people are starting to kind of, you know, see the benefits in it, and I'm kind of on that train right now, sort of looking back on some of those older albums that I thought were, I don't know, kind of samey, kind of lame, kind of just straightforward blasting. But, you know, I think this is actually a pretty good one. It's this album, Summon the Beast, from this band, The Abyss. They're sort of a side project from Hypocrisy. So that was Blessed with the Wrath of Evil. That was the third song. And then right after that was Black Funeral. So United States black metal band, kind of hit or miss, but they put out an album last year that really strange sort of almost Middle Eastern sort of spooky mysticism kind of vibes going on. The name of the song is The White Corpse Pale Moon of Al-Abayad, and just some really bizarre, I would almost say experimental stuff coming from them. And, you know, they've been around for like 30 plus years at this point. So always cool when a band is, you know, not just making really generic crap and actually putting out some pretty good stuff. So that was Black Funeral. And then that was Goat Penis that you just heard, but you were hearing a very fast goat penis, even faster than they normally are. So we're going to slow down the goat penis. Actually, scratch that. We're going to go into a band called Diarrhea. This was the other Japanese grind that I had mentioned from Obliteration Records. We're actually going to play three tracks from it because they all go so fast. So we're going to listen to dick fester, force spilled gut, and anal torture off of diarrhea. So we'll do that first, and then I will realign my goat penis for you so that you can hear Pleasant Atrocities March from Goat Penis after that. But first, let's listen to some diarrhea. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. the castle of Dragon Solitude.
Some Herolorn. That actually is this radio show that you're listening to is Through the Moonless Night, and this is the first show. And I actually got that name from a Herolorn song. It is a 1998, I want to say, album. Actually, that was off of their demo before that, and the song is Haunted Castle of Rising Solitude. But the song Through the Moonless Night is actually off of their only album, Legends of Evil and Eternal Death. And it is one of the, I would say, sort of stranger and lesser kind of listened to classic albums, especially given that it led into Deathspell Omega, who is, you know, pretty popular when it comes to death metal and black metal and experimental music and all of that, but you wouldn't really know that they sort of started as this more grandiose sort of medieval black metal, and I take a lot of inspiration from them, and I think their music is really kind of everything I want out of black metal. It's very very takes you on a journey, I guess I would say. And so that was actually off of their only live album, Revenge is Near. But if you could sort of sift through the craziness of that crazy lo-fi recording and see something to like in it, then I definitely recommend checking out their their actual albums. I think that their music is something else. So before that, we finally got to listen to Goat Penis. I've probably said Goat Penis more times on this than has ever been said on Radio Valencia. So enjoy that for what it's worth. We did get to listen to Pleasant Atrocities March by Goat Penis. They're a Brazilian band. And they, unfortunately, have been plagued by a bunch of deaths of their band members. I think the guitarist died last year. And vocalist died in 2021 of a heart attack. So, unfortunately, I don't think the band is around anymore. But that was off of their 2017 album. And, you know, we have a pretty good discography to pull from for them, unfortunately. But, yeah, RIP to those members of Goat Penis. After that, we listened to Diarrhea. That was the Japanese grind band. You know, if you dig, I will say this in their favor, or it sort of depends on where you stand on the whole disgusting album cover side of things. Their album cover, it's not real gore, and it's not real diarrhea. It is a drawing. It's very Beavis and Butthead, I would say, but heavy emphasis on the butt, because there is a butt on the cover that is pooping. And they're pooping out what looks to be sort of homages to other grind bands. So you've got the Repulsion, Zombie. I don't know what that is. It kind of looks like a guy from Hellraiser. But anyway, he's being pooped out. And then there's another guy, too. I don't know. You'll have to look it up yourself. It's, again, Diarrhea. And the album is called Anal Torture Grind. So it's a really good, quick little death grind album. So, moving right along here, we did have a little bit of a change-up in terms of music. I'm still kind of figuring out, you know, what I'm going to play. I mean, it's all going to be metal. Occasionally, I'd like to sort of dip into, you know, related genres or things that are sort of spiritually aligned. So, you did hear that kind of jovial and then ominous medieval music that was playing. That was The Moon Lay Hidden Beneath a Cloud, Austrian neo-folk experimental group from the 90s, and those were three tracks off of their second album, Amanra Tanta Tipri. Probably butchering that, but really good, honestly. Very Zelda vibes, very very Ocarina of Time, Goron City mixed with, I guess, medieval. So I don't think that's maybe what they intended when they made it, but that's what I get out of it. So anyway, that was the sort of lighter stuff that you heard before the brash Hero Lauren before that. So moving into the second hour here, we're going to get started with another Swedish black metal band. So this is a band called Heidenfard. I'm probably butchering that, of course. You're going to hear a lot of me butchering bands on this show, and a lot of me not being able to pronounce anything. So maybe I'll get to the point where I can translate song titles and whatnot. But this is, again, a band called Heidenfard. They sort of play, like a surf metal, surf black metal. I don't think that's sort of the intended way that it's supposed to be, you know, consumed, but I definitely hear surf rock in this, but it is firmly black metal. It's definitely a album that is dusky, you know. It's very dark, and forests on the cover, and, you know, depressing and all of that, but also quite surfy. So enjoy this. I really like it. It's off of their compilation. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you the name of the title. I'm just going to stop yapping. It's good stuff. And again, you're listening to Through the Moonless Night on Radio Valencia.